Forward to the best of our knowledge producer, Veronica Rickert. This year's growing season meant extra responsibility and meaning.
My garden is filled with weeds. There are weeds choking my peony bush, weed trees growing out of the forsythia, and weeds snaking their nasty little weed hands around the red rose bush. The summer, with its hot, honest sunshine and its long, lingering twilight, like a customer in a Paris cafe nursing a glass of Bordeaux, is part of the reason. While I loathe the weeds, I can't resent the egalitarian nature of the growing season. After all, a weed has as much right to life as a rose bush. The well-attended weed symposium in my backyard is, in a way, an ideal way to mark the time. In the past, I might have lopped their weedy heads off and danced on their ugly green graves before things got so out of hand. But last summer was different. I was sitting in my house, not worrying about weeds. I had something more important on my mind. He was tiny and hungry, and his name was William. If I had been braver or brasher, someone like Britney Spears, I might have stepped outside of my self-imposed baby bubble. I might have spent evenings out on the town with my baby in tow, applying lip gloss. My wailing son dressed in Sex Pistols t-shirts. I might even have bothered to weed my garden. But mostly, what my husband and I did was survive. At first I sat on the couch all day and nursed my son. His little body unfurled itself like a fiddlehead fern on my hand-me-down nursing pillow, while I did something I almost never do. I watched TV. I became well-versed in the reality shows on Bravo and became deeply attached to a celebrity hairdresser who cried a lot, but his hair looked so much better than mine. After a month or so, my husband and I started walking at night with William, a tiny pea in a padded pod suspended in a Scandinavian baby carrier. We were fragile and elated and completely exhausted. The darkening sky above seemed to shelter us and suspend us in time, which seemed to stand perfectly still, not moving forward or back. The proof that time was moving on began to assert itself outside the windows of our little home. The ferns in the backyard got rowdy and sprouted where they'd never grown before. Our hydrangea bushes exploded like fat marshmallows over a campfire, and the weeds rejoiced in our new laissez-faire policy. Inside the house, things began to change too. Our tiny son laughed. He had a mustache-twirling newborn laugh that sounded almost like a cartoon villain. For the first time, he began playing with his toes and took a fancy to literature. He preferred magical realism, the wordless culinary exploits of a rodent baking pastries called Snack Time for Maisie. This June, we celebrated William's first birthday with a party in the backyard, with all of the flowers, all of the weeds, everything side by side. I haven't given up on my garden. I still imagine glorious Italianate rose and perfect roses growing from perfect beds. But for the time being, I'm happy to celebrate anything that pops up and grows. And in my chaotic garden this summer, among the flowers and weeds, a little boy is practicing his first steps and growing up towards the sun.
Veronica Rickert is a producer here at To the Best of Our Knowledge.